from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. You don't need to use Mattagami Boulevard to get onto the bridge anymore. In fact, driving northbound on it from Wilson Avenue is again illegal. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi says it's back to one way only. You could be charged with disobeying a municipal sign or the offense of traveling the wrong way on a one-way street. That last one carries demerit points.
We realize people have gotten into the habit of traveling northbound on that roadway to access the bridge, but that is no longer the case. Algonquin's fully reopened, so there's no need to use that road for its unintended purpose.
Since Algonquin Boulevard reopened Friday afternoon, police have received several complaints of people going the wrong way on Mattagami. There's a slight change in the number of COVID-19 cases experienced in Porcupine Health Unit territory. One new case in Timmins raises the pandemic total so far to 2,236. Five more cases resolved over the weekend, leaving us with 8 currently active. You can get a jump on a job for next summer by applying now to fight forest fires in Ontario. MNRF Fire Information Officer Isabel Chouinard says the ministry has started accepting applications.
So applications are actually open until April 15th. So we do encourage those interested to put in their applications as soon as possible. But of course, you have until the springtime to apply.
Information on what's required and for an application is available through a link on mytimmonsnow.com. Flags on federal buildings are back down to half-mast. They were first lowered in May to honor the Indigenous children who died in residential schools across the country. The flags were hoisted last night, but lowered again today to mark Indigenous Veterans Day. They'll be back up to full mast tonight so they can be lowered again on Remembrance Day this Thursday. Finally this afternoon, back in history again to the first Santa Claus parade in Timmins on November 26, 1949. Organizers asked the railroad to help bring people in from the region for the event. As museum director curator Karen Bachman relates, it resulted in a positive response.
They actually put a special train on from Kirkland Lake and Cochrane to bring people to Timmins for that parade. They had estimates at 30,000 people in the streets here, which is quite huge considering there was not 30,000 people living here.
That organization put on a parade every year into the 1960s. Next week, we'll talk about it being revived in the 80s. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.